to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Another citizen initiative has qualified for the fall ballot. CPR's Megan Verli explains this one would limit the spending power of Colorado's executive branch.
This is kind of confusing, so bear with me. The initiative deals with what are called custodial funds. That is, money the governor, attorney general, or other executive branch offices can spend without legislative approval. Possibly the biggest example is the hundreds of millions of dollars Colorado got from the Federal CARES Act last year. Governor Polis decided where it would go without lawmakers having any say. If voters approve the proposed constitutional amendment, this type of spending would move under the control of the state legislature. I'm Megan Verli, CPR News.
At former Governor Dick Lamb's memorial yesterday, friends, family, and former students reflected on his life and legacy. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In 1987, during Lamb's last year as governor, Uriel Barham was not even born yet. His mother had arrived in Denver from rural Mexico around the same time. 25 years later, they met when Barham took Lamb's class at the University of Denver. While Lamb struggled to pronounce Barham's name, they clicked instantly. Lamb left a lasting impression on Barham and a lesson that he carries with him.
The only way to predict the future is to design it.
Lamb was not without controversy, especially after comments he made about the negative impacts of immigration in the state. Still, Barham says he admired the former governor. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.